Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, Lumos, a startup based in Singapore, builds helmets embedded with LEDs that automatically light up when a cyclist is about to turn or brake. The movements are detected by a built-in accelerometer. The idea for the helmet was born when founder of Lumos, Deng Yuwen, a mechanical engineer studying for his MBA at Harvard, while cycling around in Boston. He met with a few close calls on the road, so he joins us to tell us more. Yuwen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So beyond personal experience, what else propelled you to found Lumos? And now you have your second product, the Lumos Matrix.
That's right. Yes, it was absolutely born from a personal experience. I was a cyclist and also a student, and it was the cheapest and fastest way to get around. But in Boston, when I was there, living there that year, Boston drivers were voted worst drivers in America.
Oh, dear.
And they voted that way because they're just insanely aggressive. And I just kept forgetting my lights all the time. I had them stolen a couple of times as well. And so just found myself riding at night without any lights and just feeling really vulnerable, feeling really invisible. And the idea was simply like, hey, I forget my lights all the time, but I rarely forget my helmet. So it would be really nice if, you know, I could combine the two accessories and it'd just be more convenient for me. The lights would be higher. I'll be more visible. So that's where the idea was born. And it was really just a side project for a number of months. But the more I thought about the opportunity, it's a hardware product, which is something I'm into. I always wanted to make a product of my own. I'd always wanted to do a Kickstarter campaign, and I thought this is such a simple and visual product that will be perfect for Kickstarter. And not just that, but it is a very positive product in the sense that it protects people. If it did its job right, it would save some lives, and that's very meaningful for me. And so taken together, I thought this is something that I really want to take a swing at. And now here I am 5 years later, still at it.
Still lit up. Talk to us about the Lumos.
Exactly.
The new product. Talk to us about Lumos Matrix. How is it different from the first one? What's happening?
Sure. So the first helmet, we called it the Lumos Kickstart, kind of like an homage to the Kickstarter origins. And it's a fairly traditional helmet. The Matrix is very different. It's an urban-style helmet inspired by skater-style helmet. So it's a hard clamshell shape. And we completely reimagined how the LEDs would work. So the back panel is now a whole matrix of LEDs, which is where the name comes from. And it came from this sort of realization that visibility is really a function of a couple of different things. Number one, it's a function of brightness. It's a function of size and it's a function of movements. And so our lights, it's hard to describe on radio, but it's really bright, it's really big, and our animations so that it really helps you stand out on the road, which is entirely the point of our product.
Yuwen, does the movement have to be random or regularity helps?
You know, that's a good question. We have a couple of different modes on our helmet, and this is something that we're really experimenting to see, trying to do more research in as to what kind of animations are the most visible that makes drivers see and recognize instantly, oh, that's a cyclist. And that's something that we're researching right now.
But it must be heartening. You've won the international accolades, and Time magazine called you the best invention of 2018. What's that mean to you?
Oh, that was amazing. Not just were we on the list of best inventions of 2018. When we were given the notice, I told my friends and my family, I told my mom, and my mom like, oh my God, it's like, you're going to be on the cover of Time magazine. I was like, no, we're not going to be on the cover of Time magazine. We're just on that list. It's like 100 products on the list. We're not going to be on the cover. And then they published and we're on the cover.
Yeah, man.
We're smack in the middle. So only mothers would believe to this degree that's unachievable. So that was just absolutely incredible. We bought 50 of them to keep in the office.
Of course, frame it up and whatnot, yeah. So beyond raising awareness
absolutely.
For the product, how have those accolades helped you out?
I mean, a lot of people, you know, when I tell them what I do, a bunch of people have heard about us before. They don't always remember where they've seen us, but oftentimes it's from stuff like this, you know, Time. We were on Oprah's Favorite Things last year as well. A big news for us actually is, so we've been in the Apple Store. We're the first helmet to ever be sold at the Apple Store. Last year it was in the US and Europe and Australia. Actually, some news to share with you, the Matrix was picked up by Apple as well. So a second helmet sold at the Apple Store, and this time it's going to be sold in Asia. It's actually launching in Apple Stores in Japan, China, Hong Kong, and in Singapore as well, very, very soon.
Well, congratulations. Things look on the up and up.
Thank you.
Also partnerships with Grab, you. I understand. And Grab is giving out the helmets for free. Talk to us about that.
Yes, yes. That was a really interesting opportunity. You know, Grab actually reached out to us. They were looking for the best helmet they could find to equip their riders to stay safe. And that's how they found us. And they actually didn't even know that we are from Singapore and had a Singapore connection. They were just looking for a great helmet. And so, of course, when they found out, when we offered to come visit them in the office, they were surprised. And so that just seemed like a very natural partnership. We're just totally aligned on the mission. We're all about keeping riders safe. They wanted to keep, they have a tagline of safer every day. And so it was just like a perfect match in that sense. And yes, they are giving it out to their riders. They're just starting it out now. The riders have to go through a training program. It's kind of related to this whole, you know, PMV regulation thing. And once they complete their training, they will receive a free Lumos helmet as a bit of an incentive to complete that training. And hopefully the Lumos helmets will be super common daily sight to see soon.
Tell us more how it works. Is it battery operated? Do you have to change batteries? I'd hate that.
No changing of batteries. It's a rechargeable battery that's inside the helmet, and it lasts for, depending on the flashing mode that you use, it lasts between 3 and 15 hours, depending on the flashing mode. So it can easily last you a full night if you're out that long.
Why is such a big difference?
It's
in
all
the
about
duration.
The Yeah, it's the flashing frequency. So if you want all the lights to be lit up all the time,
then in psychedelic mode, that obviously will drain the battery. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're on a psychedelic mode that flashes more frequently or flashes slower, then that consumes less power.
Where do you think you might head into next? Verticals you might get into, flashing knee pads, I don't know.
Oh, that's a great question. You know, the number one most requested feature that we got, or most requested products, you want to guess?
For your shoes?
No, for the kids.
Kid size,
Yes, yes. So that's something that we're actively working on. You know, there are people who want to equip the whole family with our products. And so that's something that we really, you know, it makes perfect sense.
We're speaking with founder of Lumos, Ting Yu Wen. Ever thought of what would have happened if Lumos was never picked up? Plan B, maybe?
Sure. I mean,
knee pads.
you need one for life. I mean, when I run the company like in a very paranoid kind of mindset, so I'm always thinking about what's the worst thing that could sort of happen and the half steal for that to happen. So especially in the beginning, I mean, we've had honestly like a whole bunch of close calls where I wasn't sure if we were going to make it. You know, I'm sure you've heard of many stories of Kickstarter campaigns that had great ideas, but
sort of die out. Yep.
Just kind of die out. Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's very, very rarely from any ill intents. It's just people really do give their best shot, and it's hard. It is very, very difficult to do to do this. And we were in the same boat. We had really close calls, but thanks to great supporters, friends and family, investors out there that really believed in us, we managed to pull through. But I felt like in a point in time in my life that I had to give this a shot, and I think it's always been my dream to have a thing on my own one day. And I was never sure if I had it in me, and I wanted the only way to know, I feel, is to really give it a shot. So I thought, let's give it a shot. Worst case, it doesn't work out, it happens, and just go back to regular life and just
be a mechanical engineer.
Exactly, just be an engineer.
How's it doing so far, though? Lumos is doing okay, right?
We're doing all right. Yeah, we're doing all right. You know, every company has its ups and downs, but I'm feeling really optimistic about our prospects. We've got new products coming out. Apple is a huge channel for us. You know, e-bikes and scooters are becoming extremely popular. The context of when I started the company, you know, the ground has shifted under my feet in a very positive way. All of a sudden, you know, electric bikes and electric scooters have become incredibly popular. And one of the biggest issues with them, of course, is safety. And that's exactly where we come in. Our whole message is that, you know, if you're going to wear a helmet anyway, it's really about proactive safety rather than just passive safety. A helmet is only useful to you. A traditional helmet is only useful to you if you get into a crash. The whole idea is going to avoid a crash in the first place. And that's really how we see ourselves. That's where we want to add value.
Ewan, do you have advice for other startup founders to stay the course? You talked about near brushes with death, so to speak, for the company.
Yeah.
It gets depressing, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, I think from my experience, it can be scary. It's definitely scary. It can be a bit lonely sometimes. I found that when I share my experiences with others, it's good to have a community. Other entrepreneurs are the best, but you know, other people too. People are generally speaking actually very generous, and if you have a challenge, people will want to help you out in general. So don't keep it to yourself. You got to talk to people and ask for help. In my experience, that usually yields something.
We've been speaking with founder of Lumos, Ting Yu Wen. If you'd like to check out their helmets, you can check the website out at lumoshelmet.co. Yu Wen, thanks so much for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.